Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patswold, and in studio with me, we have Deputy Fire Chief Harry Wilkins joining us. Great to have you here. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Jordan. I'm doing good.
Awesome. Well, for starters, I'll be honest, I wasn't sure if you'd be able to join me today. You seem like a busy morning for Fire Protective Services, responding to a couple of crashes. So it's not our topic for today, but obviously people are curious. What happened, or is everyone okay by all accounts?
Yeah, it's been a fairly busy morning for us already. The first incident out on Highway 9 and Queen Street, fortunately, there was no injuries. We always appreciate those kind of calls. Road conditions may have been a factor in that. And then shortly after that, once crews got back and kind of got cleaned up a little bit, we got called out to another one on Highway 10. Once again, happy to say that there was no injuries, and road conditions could have been a factor in that as well.
Right. I mean, it started out as rain, then it kind of got stuck, got colder, put some snow on top of that. That's just a recipe for, well, all kinds of fun, I guess.
Yeah, so. For sure. The roads were a little bit slick there, and there was some slush buildup on the side of the roads.
So nothing else. Make sure people slow down, take that extra time. Better to be late than, well, not to arrive at your destination at all. So again, good to hear everyone is okay. The real reason why you're here today, though, we're going to talk a bit about Fire Prevention Week. That's going to be right around the corner. Not this week, but next, correct?
Yep. Coming up, starts October 7th and runs to the 13th.
Okay. So Fire Prevention Week gets declared, every year around this time. Every year, there seems to be a bit of a theme to it, obviously. Fire prevention, just in its generalness, makes sense. Just doing all we can to make sure that we're smart about making sure our home is as safe as possible, because when it comes down to it, it sounds like most of the fires that do take place, many of them are very preventable, aren't they?
For sure they are. This year's theme is look, listen, learn, be aware, fire can happen anywhere. It's about looking for places where a fire could start. Take a good look around your home, inside and outside. If there's leaves that have built up around the home, obviously that can create a problem this time of year. If people have smoking materials that are discarded inappropriately, can ignite those leaves. Listen for the sound of smoke alarms. You can only have minutes to escape safely once a smoke alarm sounds in your house. 25, 30 years ago, we had, probably 20 minutes to safely evacuate a home. Nowadays, we've got probably about 5 to 7 minutes that we can safely evacuate. So when you hear the sound of that smoke detector, get out as soon as you can. Go to your meeting place once you are outside to make sure that everybody from the home is accounted for. And make sure it's a safe distance away from the home. Obviously, when we come in there, we don't want to be injuring anybody unnecessarily. So,
yeah.
Learn two ways out of your home and out of every room. Make sure all the doors and windows leading outside open easily, and that the pathways are free of clutter, making sure there's no boots and that kind of stuff in the area that could cause a tripping hazard for people.
Now, just going back to what you had talked about, the time it takes you need to make sure you hurry when getting out of your home, and how it's so much less. What's some of the contributing factors that makes it,
it's the
get out faster?
Yeah, it's the materials that manufacturers are using now for couches and chairs and that kind of stuff. There's a lot more glue that's used and chipboard and stuff like that. So things are becoming a lot more flammable than they used to be.
Okay. So obviously, again, very important to make sure people get out as soon as they hear those fire alarms. I know a friend firsthand came back, found his home engulfed in flames, and his first thought is he wants to go in to make sure the pets, the animals, things like that are out of there. I know for himself, obviously wasn't thinking right the danger that he was putting himself in when he did that, but obviously just so huge for everyone to just get out and as far back as possible just to protect themselves and their loved ones.
Yeah, for sure. The experiences I've had with structure fires, when there's pets involved, the dogs and cats, they'll always find their way out. Sometimes they do come into harm and they don't make it out, but majority of the time the pets will find their own way out of the house.
Mm. Again, our guest today, Deputy Fire Chief Harry Wilkins. Fire Prevention Week is coming up in Yorkton, and so again, very important for families really to outline from each room, like you alluded to, just spending some time, family meeting, if you will, really making sure everyone's on the same page when something like this happens.
Yes, fire safety and fire prevention are not just a 1 week thing throughout the year. It's about making sure you're safe every day.
Mm-hmm. Now those buttons as well, the test buttons and all the rest, making sure they're all working fine. Even in some circumstances, replacing the batteries too, not necessarily a bad option either. I can actually recall, a family who they thought for sure their batteries were working, and turns out they weren't. And what they eventually discovered, although their alarm system, would send out those alarms that, hey, low battery, low battery. As it turns out, they were gone on a lengthy vacation. And they missed the entire warning period that was sounding. And so when they went back, oh, of course ours works. See, wait, no, it's not. What gives? It usually gives us a warning when that happens. So, hey, sometimes we can miss those early signs as well.
Yeah, correct. If the best thing to do is change the battery once a year. Mm-hmm. Pick a date sometime throughout the year and change the batteries. There's some batteries out there that are 10-year lithium batteries, even those have been known to fail as well, not to make the full 10 years. So it's about checking them regularly and making sure that those are working.
Now, also recommended for folks to even look at maybe getting some carbon monoxide detectors and things like that too?
Yes, very important, carbon monoxide detectors. I would suggest that you put one in every sleeping area of your house, put one close to the furnace area as well, especially this time of year when the nights are getting a little chillier, people are putting their furnaces on. Mm-hmm. There might, could have been an issue throughout the summer that is going to block the chimneys and that kind of stuff. So it's important to check those as well.
Well, especially just considering how we really didn't get a fall this year. Well, maybe there'll still be one eventually.
Hopefully.
We'll have to wait and see on that. But with leaves that fall and then snow just jumps right on top of it, sometimes those leaves can stick around as opposed to, being rid of through just like the natural course of a fall. They'll linger, they'll stick around, the snow packs them down in, and that could
for sure
a hazard behind too.
For sure. I've even inspected chimneys for fireplaces and stuff, and I've found debris inside the chimney with birds' nests and that kind of stuff. So before that, it's really important before you have that, first fireplace fire to check the chimneys to make sure they're in good shape, to make sure the chimney hasn't deteriorated, collapsed over the summer as well.
Mm-hmm. Nests as well from hornets, bees, those kinds of things too can
for
also
sure
play into it. So good for people to make sure everything's nice and clear, make sure air is passing in and out as safely as possible. So with Fire Prevention Week around the corner, Fire Hall is going to host some events too, I understand.
Yes, we got a pancake breakfast coming up on October 10th.
Okay.
That's Wednesday morning. It'll run from 7 in the morning till around 10, 10:30-ish, whenever people have had their feed of pancakes and sausage. So by all means, come on down and have a tour of the trucks and a little bit of tour of the station as well.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So tours again, that'll be going on. Really no set time for any of that?
Not necessarily, no. Whenever the guys are in station, obviously, mm-hmm. is a good time to come down. But we do take tours by appointment, so
okay,
if anybody ever feels they want to come down and have a look around, just give us a shout and we'll line something up.
Do you need a minimum group or anything like that in terms of numbers or anything like that?
Nope, as long as mm-hmm. We're not 40 or 50 people is a little bit too much.
No, for sure. And also making sure things are easy to move about if something were to happen, like a caller or something like that coming in. There's still staff that are on hand. And much like yourself right now, we're chatting with Deputy Fire Chief Harry Wilkins, who is on call. So if he does have to step away early, no worries there. We'll have to let him do that. But it's good to know that, again, that's everyone's fire hall in a lot of ways. It's a public building, but also good to know, you know, what's it all about. I know a lot of time, effort, you know, even tax dollars in there as well going into that facility. So people are more than welcome to check it out.
For sure.
Great.
Anytime.
All right. We'll take a quick commercial break, but we still have lots to talk about today on All You Ever Wanted to Know. Again, our guest, Deputy Fire Chief Harry Wilkins. We'll be right back. Back here on All You Ever Wanted to Know today, chatting with Deputy Fire Chief Harry Wilkins. Fire Prevention Week is right around the corner next week. And again, pancake breakfast 1 week from tomorrow. That'll be down at the fire hall. Also good to note, indoors at the fire hall, right?
Yes, it will be.
Are you taking donations or anything like that for that? I know sometimes...
We'll have a little bit of a canister set up there for people if they want to donate to the burn fund or anything like that. So those donations are always appreciated.
Let's talk a little bit about that. I always hear burn fund mentioned. What exactly is it all about?
The burn fund is... they put on a... I want to say it's a circus... Mm-hmm. It's just fundraising for burn victims within the province. So.
Oh, good, good. Very good cause. Now, also, too, keeping busy next week, where will, firefighters be out and about throughout the community, visiting schools and things like that? Is that expected?
Yes, we have some school presentations that are scheduled for next week. Each platoon has a designated school that they go to, so... they'll be in the classrooms, obviously promoting fire safety and giving talks and answering questions.
Kids can really become, if you will, like the captains of their household in a lot of ways in this regard, it seems like, because I know some teachers will really get them to go all in with like house maps and things like that, really getting them involved with really learning about how is the best way to get out of their homes.
For sure. The one thing I've noticed or that I've experienced is if we can get students at a very young age talking about fire prevention, fire safety, getting them... to do fire safety plans in their homes, knowing two ways out of their homes. I've saw them progress over the years that if we get in there early, it definitely helps us out.
No, that's great. Now, also, people often very curious, you know, what's keeping firefighters busy on a day-to-day basis? I know we had the calls this morning, like the crashes that had taken place. Again, glad to hear that everyone is okay. But other things too, doesn't necessarily mean fire when we see the trucks out and about in the community, but still firefighters, still very active doing what sorts of things?
For sure. When the trucks are out, we're not just driving around the city. We're actually out there training. We've got some new members that have come on board here in the last week or so, or last year or so, sorry. And so it's about training them. I mean, it's not just jumping into the truck and driving it down the street. I mean, these things, they're big, and I'm not going to say they're awkward, but I mean, it's not like driving your car down the street. I mean, you're stopping distances, starting, you know, that kind of stuff. It all takes a little bit of practice. Our new guys, as well as driving, I mean, they need to learn how to hook up to hydrants and that kind of stuff. So it's about positioning your truck to hook up hydrants and then start pumping and stuff. So, when the crews are out in the boat, we're responding to calls, we're responding to needle pickups, and we're doing some training as well.
Okay.
When we're not out of station, we're in station. We have station duties that need to happen, and when those are all finished, they continue to train some more. So I mean, they're not just sitting around waiting for that next call to come.
Right, yeah. Now, fire lanes, for that very reason, so very important for people to make sure they're always clear, not just when a fire is going on. Things like rules regarding the parking near fire hydrants. Again, that's always 24/7, not just when there's a potential emergency taking place in that particular moment. All those things very applicable.
That is correct. Fires, they happen anytime. They're not like trains that are not scheduled. Fire can happen anytime. So it's about keeping those lanes clear, making sure that businesses aren't piling stuff up in front of those fire department connections and that kind of stuff. So I know fire lanes, people at the stores, they get dropped off in a fire lane. And I mean, I'm okay with that, but it's that, I'll call it long-term parking in fire lanes that obviously can create problems for us.
Yeah, exactly. Anything longer than a minute can certainly be hazardous, most definitely.
For sure.
Also, just curious, things like just route planning, does that take place as well? Just trying to figure out, hey, is there a faster way to get to a certain part of the city going this way or that way?
For sure. That's all about the driver training portion of, yeah, of the crews. Every morning we get a report from Public Works on road closures, you know, road construction, that kind of stuff. So when we get those emails, it's up to the driver of the truck that day to, in the event of a situation in that area, they have to plot out what streets that they need to drive down in order to get there.
Because those really are precious seconds, ultimately.
They are, yeah. Yep, for sure. You know, obviously, we have two train tracks that run through the middle of the city, which can definitely cause us some issues. We actually had an alarms call this morning where the crew was delayed in getting to it because of a train. So it's just one of those things that, you know, it in emergency situations, it definitely heightens up the anticipation of the crew when they have to, you know, when they come out of the station and then find out they got to sit and wait for a train.
Oh my, yeah, very frustrating, I'm sure. Again, our guest, Deputy Fire Chief Harry Wilkins, today on All You Ever Wanted to Know. Reminder, Pancake Breakfast for Fire Prevention Week next Wednesday down at the Fire Hall. That is the 10th, and that is part of Fire Prevention Week. Let's just do once more a quick recap of this year's theme, and again, what you're really hoping people really consider, particularly around this year.
This year's theme is look, listen, learn, be aware. A fire can happen anywhere. Once again, it's about looking for places around your home, businesses where a fire could potentially start, and fixing that problem before the fire starts. Listen for the smoke alarms in your home. When you hear them, you know, you only have minutes to escape. Get out of the house, go to your meeting place, make sure that your pathways are clear of any obstructions, and learn two ways out of every room, be it a door, be it a window, and then making sure that those operate properly.
Well, thanks so much for taking some time today, again, letting us know not just about Fire Prevention Week, but everything else going on with Yorkton firefighters. Was there anything else you wanted to add?
I really appreciate you having me come in today, Jordan.
No problem.
I mean, it's our phone is always available. If anybody ever has any questions, by all means, just call the station.
Mm-hmm.
It's 786-1795. Drop by the station. We always welcome visitors. So
hey, my kids absolutely love their time when they got to come down a few weeks ago. So it's great that there's always someone on hand to, you know, being able to show the anyone young or young at heart around and see what that facility is all about. So thanks again for being here too.
Thanks, Jordan.
All You Ever Wanted to Know on The Rock 98.5. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.